And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. Saginaw County authorities are warning residents about a scam involving callers who falsely claim to represent the sheriff's office. Officials say more than a dozen county residents have received phone calls alleging they missed jury duty and must immediately pay a fine to avoid arrest. In some cases, victims reportedly lost money or shared personal information with the callers. The Saginaw County Sheriff's Office and local court officials stress that they do not contact people by phone to demand payment for missed jury service. Anyone who receives one of these calls is encouraged to hang up and report the incident directly to the Saginaw County Sheriff's Office. And Friday morning in Huron County District Court, Janelle Amber Furtado, currently on a delay of sentence, addressed outstanding restitution and court cost. Furtado owes $664.20 in restitution to crime victims, along with additional fines. Assistant Prosecutor Alexander Pahani noted Furtado's completion of the Thinking Matters program and recent employment, recommending a 90-day probation extension, and this extension aims to facilitate payment of the restitution, which takes priority. Judge Ferris confirmed Furtado's ability to make biweekly payments. Furtado stated that a theft and dishonesty misdemeanor on her record has created employment obstacles in the medical field, and the court extended Furtado's probation for 90 days. If all financial obligations are met within this period, the case will be dismissed and the misdemeanor and arrest record will be removed. A review is scheduled for August 28th at 9 a.m. However, Furtado's appearance will not be required if payments are completed. In a recent court proceeding, Brian Gordon Belcher entered a no-contest plea to one count of unlawful possession of a firearm in a vehicle or motorized boat. This plea was accepted by the court, resulting in the dismissal of the original felony charges. The decision to plead no contest was made to avoid potential civil liability. The case stemmed from an incident on March 12, 2026, when a parole compliance check was conducted at a residence in Sebring Township, Huron County. During a search, a .380 handgun loaded with four rounds was discovered in an unlocked safe within a bedroom occupied by Mr. Belcher. Authorities identified Mr. Belcher as a prohibited person from owning firearms due to his existing probation or parole status. For his plea, the court imposed a sentence consisting solely of fines and cost, totaling $765 with no community service or jail time. Additionally, Mr. Belcher is required to forfeit the seized firearm and ammunition to the investigating agency. All outstanding fines and costs are due within 30 days by June 30th. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. There are no obituaries to report at this time. However, you can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.